Welcome to Trinity Christian Ministry, where faith in Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross is our guiding principle. And now, let's join the Trinity Christian Ministry family as we hear the uncompromised Word of God from our pastor, Thurman Fuchs.
Months figuring out what's going to happen with this next time I go to jail. I'm scared. Next time I go to the courthouse about this, it ain't worth it. You never want to be in a situation where the Holy Spirit has to force you. Because once He forces you, it's His way now. It ain't got nothing to do with us. It's He going to do the way He want to do it. So DeAndre, Delonte, Kelvin, slow down. I'm trying to tell y'all, it ain't no good look. I'm telling you, I've been through it. It is not a good look. I'm sitting in that courtroom, and oh, Lord. The second time I went back, just to tell you this, second time I go back, I get in there with they got this one judge. He's new in the job. It's like day two. He's just happy to be a judge. Oh, you won't do it again, right? Great. Next. I was like, that's my kind of judge. That's what we need. How fast are you going? 108. Okay, go ahead. You can go home. Don't come back in here again. Okay. That wasn't me. So I'm feeling good. It was like, okay, Johnson, Williams, Fuchs, you're going to be moved to another courthouse. No, no, I need this courtroom. I need this room. Don't move me. Time they moved me, my attorney said, oh, gosh, he's the worst judge in the county. Come on, man. Come on now. I'm done. I'm telling you, I never prayed so hard. You don't ever want to be forced. Praise the Lord. The second time I went to the judge, what do you do? Oh, he gave me 30 days in jail. I almost fell out on the floor. Again. And then he said, well, now suspend 28 days. Well, that's still 38. 30 minus 28. I mean, when you in them situations, you can't remember nothing. I'm trying to tell you, 1 + 1 was like 8. It was hard. I was like, oh, 2 days still? The bellows say they come again to get you. And praise the Lord, when I went down there and they took off all my stuff, they took everything off, and one of the guys that was working downstairs, one of the bailiffs downstairs, he came and gave my stuff. He said, man, you can go. We put time served from the last time. Go ahead and go. That was God's grace. He let me leave. And it was funny because y'all know me, the ultimate joker. So when I came outside, Colleen and them was still there. So I was trying to hurry up. And they gave me, look, the guy gave me directions on how to get out of the maze underneath the jail. And you know, the mouse with the cheese trying to find, nah. All them little turns, I made every right turn they had. They make a left, make a right, make the second, third, like, okay. I came out, Colleen was like, what are you doing? I said, I broke out, let's go, go, go. They were like, my mom was like, no, you're going to make it worse on yourself. No, just stay 32 days. I was like, no, I can't do it, come on. I was like, no, they let me go, y'all. Praise the Lord. Y'all are supposed to be laughing at my problems. So you do not want to be forced by the Holy Spirit to do something. Just listen to what He's saying and everything will be fine, okay? I'm telling y'all, don't say you heard it here first. Now, next thing He's supposed to do is not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. So whatsoever He hear from who? God. Amen. Somebody, come on. I told y'all this interactive sometimes. So now we find out that when we do not listen to the Holy Spirit, we're not listening to God. There are plenty of times that we've heard that small, still voice, stop speeding, slow down, and we didn't follow it and find ourselves walking in disobedience. The word says obedience is better than sacrifice. Our disobedience can cause us to miss out on a blessing. And get this, it doesn't matter how small it was, it's still disobedience. God telling you to do something, turn to Matthew chapter 25 right quick. Most of us in here, when we do not listen to that small, still voice, we find ourselves right here in this vein. The same thing that happened to them, we find ourselves in. Matthew chapter 25, amen? We there?
Amen.
Amen. All right, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. That's what you'll say?
Yeah.
Which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. and five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. If this happened today, it would be the same scenario. The Holy Spirit is telling you to take oil, but no, we understand that the bridegroom is never late, so we're going to do what we think we should do. Amen? When the Holy Spirit is telling us to do something different. Verse 4, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, no, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. You miss a blessing. Not listening to the Holy Spirit telling us to do something, we miss out on blessings. Holy Spirit said, not do something or do something, and we go contrary with what he says, we're going to miss out on a blessing. Here, why they bring their lamps and no oil? What's the point of bringing a lamp? You ain't gonna bring the oil. Because they were expecting, because logically, everything looked like it was going to always be the same way. He usually come at this time, at this hour, and I know. But I know the Holy Spirit tells us, look, get your oil. Get your oil. How many people have been in here, and this is, I'm talking to you all, have done something or not did something, and you know the Holy Spirit was pressing you to do it. And you didn't do it because, for whatever reason, it don't even matter. Right. The fact of the matter is we didn't do it. Now, it can cause us to miss out on a blessing, and us not listening to the Holy Spirit can cause us to not be in a position to bless somebody. Look at Luke chapter 10. This was given to me like late yesterday. And I'm like, okay, God, yeah, you know, I always say, you know, you can change the message, but we need to put some time constraints on these changes that they're going to take place. You know, I'm going to need you to let me know in advance that you're going to make some changes so I can, you know. So Luke chapter 10, I got to find it now. Look at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou answered right, this do and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, he just wanted to make sure he was in, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him. And departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Hold now, this is what jumped out at me. Verse 31, and by chance there came down a certain what?
Priest.
Really? Are you serious? A priest? Mm-hmm. Now when you see priest in this sense, it's talking about Aaron's lineage, the priest, okay? Because then it really tripped me out, because watch, look at verse 32. And likewise, a who?
Levi.
Really? They were the ones who supposed to work inside the synagogue. They were the ones who supposed to take, they Levi. So this is church folk. Mm-hmm. We turning our head on people who are in desperate need. This man was left for dead. Get the picture in your head. I want you to understand this. He passed by. He walking down the street, and he, are you serious? The dude's half dead, and we won't help? You don't think that you're missing out on a blessing in that to be able to bless somebody else? That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to look out for everybody else. Now, let's make it real and plain. You know, the dude that's walking with the sign, I would work for food. You know, the first thing we do, we justify why we won't give them anything. We justify it by saying, And he out here every day. It's because y'all won't give him nothing. Nobody out here every day. You know? When we see that person. Now, look. What I'm talking about is when we talk about the Holy Spirit giving us instruction and guiding us into all truth, what I'm talking about is that you pulling up at that light, give him some money. Give him some money. I ain't saying to give him money. I'm saying when the Holy Spirit is instructing you to do so, not just because you're standing out there, but there's some people who have some legitimate problems that they really need help. And God will bear witness with your spirit and make you know that this person is seriously destitute. This person seriously needs some help. And that's what I'm talking about being sensitive to, is that call. Not being sensitive to just everybody that's standing on the corner, because if that's the case, I'd be standing on the corner in front of your house every morning. Y'all heard what I said. You heard what I said. You know you're supposed to give them. Holy Spirit ain't told me. So that's what goes back to in certain churches when people tell you, God told me that 100 people was going to give $100 today. Where you at? God told me that 16 people was going to give $100 a day in an offering. Really? God ain't told me that. I have no responsibility to do nothing, to move. My spirit should bear witness with that, and God should have already told me that, and that was just your saying. There was nothing but confirmation. Because remember I said, out of the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Let God say it to me first. You coming and telling me after the fact is not going to work. Where in the world are we? Verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, had compassion on him. That's what we're supposed to have for each other, compassion. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Really? Then you know God had to. This is what we're supposed to do. I'm going to tell you what. I had a client one time who he had an earnest money deposit of $1,000 for to buy this house. He put up the $1,000, but the check bounced. And this was years ago, and the office came to me at Remax, and they were saying, look, the guy's check bounced. I called him. I said, man, what's going on? He said, oh, man, my car broke down, and I had to end up getting the car fixed. Man, and I don't even have another $1,000 because he was planning on buying a house with no money down, being a VA veteran. So I said, man, you know, can you loan it to me? So I said, cool. So I gave him the $1,000 and to hold it until settlement because I had it set up where he would get all his money back. We got the settlement. He's like, man, I don't even have the money to move right now. Can you just let me hold $1,000 a little longer? I said, sure, no problem. Go ahead and keep it. Well, apparently I had lent somebody else $500, and the guy came and paid me the $500 back. So he gave me 5 $100 bills. So now I'm Big Willie style. I'm Greg Go Collecting. You owe me money. I forgot. It dawned on me that the guy owed me the $1,000. I said, I got this $5 back. Let me go knock on his door and see what he got on my $1,000. I'm a big collector. Call me Knuckles. What? Knocking. Dude wind up he's sitting in there with no lights, no electricity. I said, you go to your church? He said, they only give a stipend. This wasn't enough. I said, oh, it ain't a good time for me asking about my money, so. Alright, I'll go ahead and roll out. I said, okay, man, well, I'll talk to you later. I got $500 in my pocket. God said, now give him some money. You're not paying attention. He already owes me money. I can't give him more money now, God. Really? He said, give him some money. So I go back and knock on the door, Knuckles now. Hey, man, I know you just wanted to bless you with that. You can. God said, give him all of it. You, really? Come on. Here you go. Take the whole thing. came over here. God will get you here one way or the other. He's going to get you. Are you serious? Knuckles left out with less money than he came in. Come home, I'm broke. But it was me listening to the Holy Spirit. And you just got to trust God. You never know how God is leading you into truth. The truth of the matter was is he needed it. That's why you led me there. I was nothing more than a conduit between him and there. I was just a go-between. He just made me the broker. I'm going to give you the money from another source because guess what? The reason why I laid this on your heart, because I trust that you're going to do what I want you to do. That's the question. Are we going to trust? Can God trust us to do what he wants us to do with whatever he entrusts to us? You know, that's the bottom line. My mother, I never forget, we paid the bills at my old office. And if your account gets to a point where you have more money in there than your bill is, they don't let a keep over $1,000. So one day I had a check, and I go and look at the check, and I'm like, where did this check come from? It's like, yeah, you had an overage in your account, and we can't keep over $1,000, so we gave you the $1,000. I said, okay, cool. And my mother called me just then, and she said my car broke down. And she crying and crying and crying. I said, Mom, take the car. Take the car. Go get it fixed. Cost us $600 to get the car fixed. Okay, cool, no problem. But I'm going to give you this, and you're going to have some left over. I'm going to take care of you. But I got to trust that you're going to be able to do the right thing. We got to listen to what the Holy Spirit is leading us to do, to either be a blessing to somebody or to be a blessing to ourselves by following and yielding to the Holy Spirit. All right, we almost finished. Now, if I can only find where in the world we were before I abruptly went there. Now, next, the Holy Spirit is to show us things to come. Now, when he shows us things to come, just make sure it's the Holy Spirit and not a spirit. Real quick, turn to Job chapter 4. I want us to see something. Because people, a lot of times we say, this thing I saw and this happened and blah, blah, blah. And the question becomes, who is it? Is it really God or is it me? That's the main question. Job chapter 4, we there? Amen. Look at verse 12. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof. And the thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men. So let me just let you understand, he's dreaming. He's talking about a dream that he had. Amen. All right, verse 14. Fear came upon me, and trembling. Okay, right off the break, we know this is not of God. Because God does not give us the spirit of fear. Amen. So we know this isn't of God. Fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then what? A spirit or the spirit? He's talking about a spirit. So that lets us know that there's other spirits out here. It ain't the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you also notice that S in spirit, is it big or small? Okay? When you see the Holy Spirit, you're going to see a capital H and a capital S. Okay? It ain't a spirit. So then a spirit passed before my face, and the hair of my flesh stood up. Really? That's goosebumps. Somebody was talking to me the other day. He said, man, I got goosebumps all over me. I was like, okay, well, okay. Not saying it is always bad, but understand what you're dealing with here. Amen? It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. Well, if God coming to you in a dream, he ain't going to give you something you can't discern. Amen. That's the whole purpose of coming. It's to be able to tell you what's going on. He show up in your dream, but he going to tell you what's up, not the form thereof. And an image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? All of that was a spirit, and that's my point. He's going to show you things to come, but make certain. The Bible says, out of the multitude of counselors, there's safety. So God can show me a vision. He can show me something to come, but wait for your counsel. Don't just move out on something right away or because somebody came up and told you something. Think about this. Sometimes it's the closest people to you. Job's wife told him to curse God and die. Now, was that God? No, that was Satan that entered in the picture that quick. Peter came up on Jesus. Jesus was telling them things that should happen to him.
And then Peter came to him and said, no, that is not going to happen. Peter rebuked him. And then you can't look at the scriptures. The scripture said, then Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Not Peter. But this was somebody that was close to you. So even people close to you sometimes can be giving you the wrong information. Don't mean no harm. Because think about what Peter, when Peter said that, Peter was really just saying, look, Peter was saying, this my main man. I ain't trying to let nothing go down like that. Jesus talking about how you're going to get killed and people, nah, man, we ride or die. I ain't going down like that. You my boy. I ain't mad at his thought process, but Jesus, think about if Jesus would have listened to Peter.
Oh,
you get me? All right, he's supposed to glorify God. Glorify means to cause, to treat as being more splendid or excellent, to honor with praise, admiration, or worship, to praise the glory of God. He wants this from the Holy Spirit, and God wants this from us as well. Amen. Now, just when things are going good, or when not just when things are going good, but when things are going bad as well. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is supposed to teach us all things. I'm trying to fast forward. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. That means God has to be first on the list of things that we do. On our list of priorities, God has to be first. Amen?
Amen.
Lastly, he has a responsibility to call to our remembrance things that God has said to us. Now, here's the part that's interesting to me that we got to catch. This is the part that is of his job that we have some control over. The only thing that he has to call back to our memory is the things that we put in. He's going to call back God's word to our memory. If you're not reading the Bible, if you're not spending any time reading, if you're not putting nothing in, he can't call nothing back. Now, somebody's going to call something back. Amen? Something's going to call something back. Which is why you get stuff like, man, he smacked me and I said, I'm going to knock him slam out. Know why? Because there's nothing in that says I'm going to turn the right the other cheek.
Right.
So we have to put something in. We have to pick up the word of God more than on a Sunday morning. We have to pick it up and read it. And the problem that most people have with reading the word of God, and I'm going to just stop right here, is we don't pick it up because we don't understand it. So when we don't understand it, we run from it. Well, what God is saying, look, I ain't tripping off you understanding nothing. All I'm tripping off is that you read it. Feed your spirit. It's going to come back at the proper time. That's the Holy Spirit's job, to call back to your remembrance. So you don't even have to go around memorizing scripture. But I'm going to tell you, the most intimidating thing for me is getting around a bunch of theologians who calling out scripture saying, I started to do that to y'all this morning. I started to be standing right here, make it seem like I was real deep and go, turn to Luke chapter 10, somewhere around. It was in my notes. I looked at it this morning. I was already prepared. But my thing was, when you get around people who talking like that, and you know, a lot of folks, when you become a minister, a lot of other people want to let you know what they know. So they start rattling off scripture to you. Well, you know, Psalms 138 verse 16 says, I don't know, dude. For real, I don't know what it say. I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you what it say. Would you say Psalms, what, 138? Oh, that's 30. I don't know. People can mess you up if you let them with their stuff. When the Holy Spirit's job is to call it back to my memory. And he ain't, the Holy Spirit don't deal with me like that. The Holy Spirit don't say, you know, Thurman, Matthew chapter 8, verse 6. That ain't important. What's important is what verse 6 says. So I might not be able to tell you where it is, but I know it's in me, and it's going to come out of me based on me putting it in. Amen? So here's what I want us to do this week. In order for you to be more sensitive to listening to the Holy Spirit, to understanding what the Holy Spirit is saying, I want us to first pray for more sensitivity. Ask God to make you more sensitive to. I said to myself, I said, God, I don't want the small, still voice. I'm sorry. I don't mean no harm. I want a megaphone. My son, listen. Do not turn right. Don't turn right. Don't. That's what I need. I don't want. Don't turn right. Don't. So no. I'm trying to tell you, it ain't going to go good for you. But if the only way I'm going to get it is no, then God make me sensitive to that. that I will yield to you, because my whole being is I want to yield to you. I don't want to do my own will, purpose, and plan. I want to do your will, purpose, and plan. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you for joining Trinity Christian Ministries worship service. We invite you to join us from 10 a.m. to noon every Sunday for our worship service. Bible study begins at 7 p.m. every Wednesday evening. Our address is 5847 Allentown Road, Camp Springs, Maryland. We are near Andrews Air Force Base. Our phone number is 301-374-9626. That's 301-374-9626. If you would like more information, please visit our website at www.tcm-md.org. That's www.tcm-md.org. Thank you for joining us. May our Lord richly bless you, and we look forward to seeing you real soon.